TV showrunner Lee Daniels struck gold with the hit Fox show Empire. Now he's putting a little bit of pressure on himself by trying to do it again. He's got a new show premiering on Fox. This one has a lot of music in it, too. It is called Star. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the series combines Daniels' trademark taste for drama with characters rarely seen on network TV.
The new series, Star, shines with the trademark touches Lee Daniels used to turn Empire into a breakout hit. Who shot ya? Who knocked ya? Point 'em out, let 'em know I'm coming for 'em. They're slamming hip-hop and R&B-inspired production numbers centered on three girls trying to make it as a singing group in Atlanta. There's a tough female protagonist called Star. She's a talented singer with dreams of stardom. She scooped up her half-sister from an abusive foster home in Pennsylvania and hit the road with a plan.
I got a plan. We're gonna start in Atlanta. The music scene there is rancid.
Where are we gonna live?
There's this lady named Miss Carlotta. She's been writing letters to social services saying she's our godmother.
We still got family left?
I guess.
And there are big names, including Queen Latifah as Miss Carlotta Brown, a former singer and beauty salon owner who takes in Star, her sister, and a third group member. She was once in a singing group with Star's mother, who died of a drug overdose. When Carlotta's shady former manager, played by Benjamin Bratt, also tries to manage Star's group, Carlotta steps in to convince him otherwise.
She's good, Lottie, I'm telling you right now, she's really good. And if those other girls are half as talented as she is, we got the makings of a supergroup.
My father always said to me, you only need three things in life.
Oh, yeah? What did your daddy say?
He said you needed your Bible, your word, and your gun.
That clip also shows that Star has another element that Daniels brought to Empire, high drama. But unlike Empire, Star doesn't have as many skilled actors who can deliver over-the-top moments and more subtle shades. The show itself is messy and barely plausible. Star and her friends graduate from singing at a dive bar's open mic night to MTV-level music videos in a flash, and cameos by sometimes actors like Lenny Kravitz and Naomi Campbell don't help much. Where Star does impress is the world it lives in, unapologetically black and working class. The salon is a gem in a tough neighborhood, filled with compelling characters who support and snipe at each other like a black-centered, round-the-way version of Steel Magnolias. And Carlotta has a transgender daughter who she suspects is helping Star meet music industry people while working in a strip club.
We was just at the club dancing. That's it.
You better not be doing what I think you're doing.
Mama, we was just at the club.
Stop lying, boy.
Girl, mama.
The show also flirts with race and class politics. Star is white, her sister's biracial, and their third group member is black. As a white girl raised in black culture, Star occasionally has to deal with prejudiced black people, especially when the other salon workers criticize her.
She can't even work a shampoo bowl, nasty attitude, always something wrong with her.
Why is it that you think you know anything about me? Where I was raised, who raised me, who was good to me, black or white?
Star.
Because of what I look like?
Come on upstairs, let's talk.
You're a racist.
But these moments of significance are outweighed by the series' many flaws, and the total is much less than the sum of its parts. Like a friend who's fun to hang with but eventually drags you down with their messy drama, Lee Daniels' Star delivers a scrappy mix of influences and stories that don't quite shine brightly enough. I'm Eric Deggans.